How do you feel when someone gets in your way? You know what I'm talking about, right? You're going up an escalator with someone in front of you. They get to the top, step off, and stand there because they can't decide which way to go, left, right, or straight. Oh, it's even worse at the supermarket, isn't it? You're going to grab some yogurt, cheese, maybe ice cream. Standing right where you want to reach in and grab what you want is someone who can't decide what they want. So what do? Yep, they call home and either ask for help or try to avoid bringing home the wrong flavor. Pretty annoying, isn't it? So how do you think God and his son Jesus feel if you get in their way? Sure you can. Now, having said that to you, you might just have said to yourself, oh yeah, that's right, disobedience. While being right, that's a little bit too general. God doesn't work in generalities. He works in specifics. This is explained by Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The words whatever and anything require specifics. Now, if your prayers are not being answered, the explanation for that's found in James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. So let's get specific about how you can get in God's way. Lack of faith will certainly do that. This is made absolutely clear to us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, meaning God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We get in God's way when we embrace false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 gives us this warning. But there are also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Getting God's way will happen when you place the earthly ahead of the heavenly. Here's how 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 explains this. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 reminds us how we're in God's way when we don't hear him. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we're in the darkness, we get in the way of God because we can't see him. Only by being in his light will we see him. Jesus tells us what the path to the light is in John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Failure to worship God with full faith in the Spirit, that'll put us in the way of God's works in our lives. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 explains it this way. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now, the last way for you to get in God's way, well, it's a big one. If you fail to love all equally and instead ignore or hurt who you select, that's without question getting in God's way. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. As you hopefully can see in what I've shared with you, getting in God's way is a denial of God and his Son. Now, that's Matthew chosen to any degree, that what Jesus declares in Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, should be taken to heart by you. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.